Our guest today is the executive director of the Illinois Tollway. She has served as executive director for nearly 7 months. The Illinois Tollway maintains and operates 292 miles of interstate tollways in 12 counties in northern Illinois. Our guest today oversees a $1.45 billion budget with nearly 1,500 employees. Prior to joining the Tollway, she served as Cook County Commissioner and Forest Preserve District Commissioner. And she's so smart, she brought her husband Jerry with us. So Jerry, here's a City Club welcome. Give him a City Club welcome. There we go. And as everyone at this table agreed, Jerry married up. Big time. Ladies and gentlemen, Liz Gorman. Liz Gorman. Thank you, Liz. All right. Have fun.
Everybody's all settled. Good afternoon. Thanks to Jay Doherty, Paul King, and the members of City Club for finally inviting me to speak with you here today. It took a lot to get me here at this podium. I've had 4 successful election cycles as Cook County Commissioner and Forest Preserve Commissioner. I served at many chair and vice chair of many committees and transportation committees in the Cook County Board. I was a Republican chairman for Cook County, and I resigned my position in 2015 to become a director at PricewaterhouseCoopers to lead their and build their state and local government division. So I mean it when I say I'm finally excited to be here. Thank you. But we all know why I have this distinct privilege and why I sold out in 20 minutes. I wish it was about me, but it's not. It's about that remarkable work that's being done at the Tollway. Before I begin, I'd like to acknowledge and thank my family for their continued love and support and acknowledge those that are here with me today. My brother Danny, my brother Larry and his wife Connie, my sister Debbie and Dennis, Uncle Frank, who's everywhere, Uncle Frank Hamer. I'd also like to acknowledge, as Jay did, my first husband of 25 years, Jerry. Thank you for being here. And I'm especially happy to have my 2 oldest sons here, Connor and Liam. And why it's so special that they're here is because they graduated St. Mary's College in May, Winona, Minnesota, a place very near and dear to me. So it's great that they're here and actually in the working force. So I'm going to try to have my speech done by 1 o'clock so Liam can get out of here and get back to work, which is a priority. I'd like to shout out to Joey, our stepson, who is at South Suburban at baseball. My amazing parents, who are online. Hopefully technology is working with them this afternoon. It's always a challenging, I know, with parents, but hopefully they're streamed in online. But my wonderful, amazing parents, Larry and Carolyn Duty. And then another special shout out to my son, Shane, who's at Kansas University, and his buddies, Rock Chalk Jayhawk. But thank you. Without their love and support throughout the years, I couldn't do what I do, especially my husband Jerry, so I thank you. I also want to take this opportunity to thank Governor Bruce Rauner and Tollway Chairman Bob Schillerstrom for their confidence in me to lead this agency. Your commitment and leadership to the Tollway is creating a more inclusive workforce and delivering new access to economic opportunities. Thank you also to Director Stevens and Director Vasquez Rowland for your service on the board, and for your support here today. Together, we are challenging our team to work smarter, faster, and safer. We continue to do everything we can to make sure everyone working and traveling on Illinois roadways makes it home safely to their families every night. Unfortunately, this month we lost a member of our extended tollway family when a car fatally struck and killed Frank Caputo while he was repairing pavement in a work zone on the tri-state. Mr. Caputo worked for one of our contractors, but everyone who works on our roadways is family to us. We mourn his passing and offer our sincere sympathies and support to his family, friends, and those who knew and loved him. Those on our construction sites are out there every day working to deliver safer roads for our commuters. And drivers owe it to them to slow down and avoid distracted and impaired driving. On behalf of the entire tollway team, we want everyone to know that we are committed to your safety and will continue advocating for safer roads. I'd like to recognize the staff working hard every single day to make the tollway work safely, reliably, and efficiently. Can I ask my team to please stand up and be recognized? I'm proud to work with these professionals to help deliver on our promises to customers and communities. The tollway plays a vital role in a dynamic transportation network, serving more than 1.6 million drivers per day. Our system supports three international airports, connects to the nation's second largest rail network, and is an integrated part of our state's roads. We provide access to headquarters for the state's leading employers and companies. We provide a critical link between people and their jobs and businesses and their customers. Our 294-mile roadway system connects 12 counties in northern Illinois with a combined population of 9 million residents. It's with our stakeholders in mind that we continue to work to make critical investments in infrastructure to provide unparalleled safety, service, and reliability. When Chairman Schillerstrom spoke to this audience in February, he laid out a vision for the tollway. Through investments in infrastructure, the tollway is creating jobs and economic opportunities for families across northern Illinois. I'm happy to report, Mr. Chairman, we've done just that. We picked up the pace in 2018 to take full advantage of a competing bidding environment, and we issued 61 projects worth $524 million. We pushed the envelope to incorporate material advancements, and it's paying off. By using more recycled and local material and pavement design, the tollway saved millions and millions of dollars. For those of you who drive the system, it means less wear and tear on your vehicles, less maintenance on the roads, and fewer delays for our customers. We've joined our partners at the Chicago Lighthouse to provide opportunities for people with disabilities. I want to thank you for being here, Dr. Slick, and the Lighthouse team. Where are you? Thank you. If you ever called our customer service line, I've got nothing but accolades, and I had to see this center that they provide. Thank you for the service and the great direction that you guys provide. It was an honor to join you this summer to help launch Lighthouses on the Magnificent Mile Showcase. We are grateful for your partnership and the stellar service that you provide our customers. We are launching a new workforce initiative to provide training and support services to men and women looking to get their foot in the door in the construction industry. We've delivered a first-of-its-kind inline transit station along with our partners at PACE. It's designed to increase access to public transit and connectivity to our customers. And we're not done. This year marks the seventh year of our 15-year, $14 billion Move Illinois capital program, which has already delivered tremendous benefits across the region. Our $6 billion investments to date are driving new access and economic opportunities to communities throughout our system, new partnerships in transit, new re-envisioned roadways, along with innovations in technology, sustainability, and benefits to our communities. All of these improvements are being done to deliver exceptional value to tollway customers. And that's just the beginning. We are embarking on a strategic plan to further define our role. We believe that transparency, accountability, and responsiveness to our stakeholders is critical to our future success. As executive director, responsible for managing day-to-day operations and working together with the tollway team, we are putting forward new reforms to make our agency a better operating organization. We remain committed to being a leader in transportation in our state, region, and beyond. Keeping this in mind, we've laid out these five key priorities for our team. Leverage technology and innovation to enhance customer service. Collaborate with partners to promote access and participation in economic opportunities. Partner with industry to use our projects as test beds for new ideas. Be the driving force for increasing economic opportunities. and maintain the highest levels of operational efficiencies. We know what's possible. Powered by the Illinois Tollway, we are driven by economic opportunities, diversity and inclusion, collaboration, environmental sustainability, and our commitment to customers. Access to a world-class transportation is the backbone of our region's economy and is critical to the future of our state. It's a key factor that enables businesses to provide goods at lower costs and gives us a competitive advantage in our global economy. It's also a key decision point for businesses looking to grow and expand in Illinois. Let's take a closer look at Huntley, one of the region's fastest growing communities. In partnership with the Tollway, the village now has direct access between I-90 and Route 47. This new interchange has sparked economic interest in Huntley. Weber Grill just opened a new global distribution center and created more than 500 jobs. While impressive on its own, that's just the beginning. They're reinvesting another $25 million in a new facility. Weber credits access from the interchange as one of their primary decision factors. And Weber's not alone. From the Sintegra Hospital, which employs 1,000 healthcare professionals, to new restaurants and residential development, Huntley is realizing the economic benefits that only direct access to a world-class transportation network can deliver. Overall, Huntley has created nearly 2,200 new jobs with more opportunities on that horizon. More companies, large and small, are deciding to call Huntley their home, and that means more good-paying jobs for the residents, more revenues for local businesses, and more resources to invest in quality of life. That's a win-win for Huntley, and it's powered by the Illinois Tollway, driven by economic opportunities. Elk Grove Village is another example of a community that's become one of the most desired locations for new business development in the Chicago region and beyond. Thanks in part to the proximity to major infrastructure like the Jane Addams, the new 390 Tollway, and O'Hare International Airport. It's an area that I was fortunate enough to represent as a Cook County Commissioner, and I've been proud to see that grow. About 90,000 tons of freight move through Elk Grove Village Business Park each day. Businesses have credited the new 390 Tollway with providing significant time savings and efficiencies. And the next project that is near and dear to my heart in Elk Grove is something that I worked on for years with the village, and I'm thrilled to see it become a reality. The village just broke ground on a new technology park with more than 1.2 million square feet of workspace. For the community of Elk Grove, that means more than $1 billion in economic activity. Alrighty, Mayor Stevens, here you go. I didn't leave you out. Another area that I was honored to represent on the other side of the airport is Rosemont. Rosemont had a vision to create an entertainment, tourism, and retail destination unlike any other in the region. This unique vision required transportation access in the tollway, which is an important piece. The new ramp at Balmoral provides travelers with easy access to Rosemont. And easier access to the outlet malls, I think, is the main thing. Yeah. That's it. Mayor Stevens, your community is booming. This is the kind of success that can be accomplished through strong community partnerships. We look forward to powering continued collaboration and driving economic opportunities. It's great to be a woman in the driver's seat at the tollway. Keeping diversity at the forefront throughout our agency is a top priority for me. Our commitment to diversity and inclusion sets the bar high. Over the past years, we've received recognition for our diversity initiatives that have now evolved into a national model for public agencies. We're very proud of that. Throughout all of our investments, we make it a priority to ensure that our workforce and participating businesses are reflective of the communities that we serve. Since the start of Move Illinois, nearly $1.7 billion has been committed to small, diverse, and veteran-owned firms. We are grateful for the strong leadership of Governor Bruce Rauner. He supported our vision for increasing economic opportunities and understands that our diversity programs can and have changed lives. I want to recognize all the diverse firms doing work with the Tollway who are here with us today. We have Chin, we have Singh. We have Ardmore Roderick. We have GSG, Murielli, Garza, 2IM. Actually, there are many, many more. If you are working on a tollway project, please stand. It's good for the digestive system. Let's go. Everybody, if you're working on a tollway project. I didn't ask you to sit, but look at this room. This is the impact of our programs. I know each of you has your own growth and success story, and we're looking forward to hearing all about them. This is just the beginning of your success, powered by the Illinois Tollway, driven by diversity and inclusion. I am a firm believer that investments in infrastructure have a unique ability to create opportunities for growth and success. Under the leadership of Governor Rauner, we are advancing creation of Construction Works, a new workforce development initiative with the Chicago Cook Workforce Partnership. That will create a qualified pipeline of diverse men and women ready to enter apprenticeship and training programs that will lead to rewarding long-term careers in the construction industry. We are also joined by Karen Norrington Reeves, CEO of Chicago Cook Workforce Partnership. Where's Karen? There you are. Chicago Cook Workforce Partnership, it's the premier nonprofit workforce development agency. I've worked with Karen for years, and I'm excited to work with her and her team again. This organization serves more than 100,000 individuals in 132 municipalities. Construction Works will not only offer job training, but also comprehensive support services, so that no matter your background, you will have the tools you need for success. This process is powering access to good-paying jobs that will always be in demand. They are laborers, equipment operators, carpenters, iron workers, and cement masons. Together, we are increasing access to economic opportunities for all walks of life. I'm passionate about creating meaningful partnerships focused on a better future. As an example, we've partnered closely with Cook County since the start of Move Illinois to deliver the improvements to the regional economy. This is especially true with the Tollway's $4 billion investment in the reconstruction of the Central Tri-State. This project will offer new opportunities for economic development and greater convenience for residents. We're also proud to be part of Cook County President Preckwinkle's policy roadmap and look forward to unlocking the full potential of utilizing public resources to benefit communities. We've reworked key element in our system at Barrington Road and I-90. By working hand-in-hand with the Village of Hoffman Estates, we were able to create a full access interchange that improves the quality of life for those traveling in the area. Together, Pace and the Tollway recently opened the region's first inline transit station. Through direct access, our system, commuters are offered further incentive to use PACE's safe, efficient, and comfortable service. This project is at the heart of everything we do: collaboration, innovation, and service to our customers and communities. For the first time in agency's history, we made a significant investment in transit along the I-90 corridor. It's just one example of what can be accomplished when powered by the Illinois Tollway and driven by a shared vision for our regional transportation network. I look forward to working with Jamie Ree and our partners at the Chicago Department of Aviation. Our team is working closely with the City of Chicago as we move forward to I-490 Tollway and the I-490 Interchange to deliver Western access to O'Hare International Airport. This project will completely transform the face of the Chicago's northwest suburbs, O'Hare Airport, and beyond. It will provide an essential foundation for manufacturing, cargo, warehousing, and logistics businesses to flourish, making an enormous economic impact for local communities and creating jobs for working families throughout the region. By 2040, Western Access will save our customers $145 million annually. Studies have also shown that Western Access will create 65,000 new sustainable jobs. Pursuing comprehensive Western Access is an example of how our shared efforts can have a ripple effect on our local, state, and national economies. The tollway looks forward to working together with our partners to make this project become a reality. We're also joined today by CMAP Executive Director Joe Szabo. Joe? Joe, I'm grateful for the opportunity to work with you and your team on developing long-term solutions to our infrastructure challenges. Along with IDOT, the tollway is collaborating with CMAP to develop a long-range vision for the regional expressway system, including I-290, I-55, and I-80. This vision addresses the growing challenges of outdated infrastructure, including threats to public safety, consistent congestion, and limits the regional economic potential. The goal of this vision is to chart a bold, long-term course of action that will seek to leverage new technologies, address growing freight congestion, provide enhanced transit options, improve our competitive edge, and drive economic development, all while making the system more efficient, reliable, and safe for all our users. The vision will inform CMAP's On to 2050 comprehensive regional plan, scheduled for adoption next month. Those recommendations will inform the tollway's next steps and how we can work in partnership with IDOT to improve our region's transportation network. Through engagement with our partners, we are committing ourselves to a strong, interconnected infrastructure model for years to come. Some of my most rewarding work during my 13 years as a Forest Preserve District Commissioner was promoting and supporting environmental initiatives. So it's great to be leading an agency that understands the importance of protecting, restoring, and enhancing our natural environment as part of the work that we do. The tollway continues to be a leading transportation agency in promoting environmental responsibility. One of the tollway's goals is to make our 15-year, $14 billion capital program the cleanest and greenest in agency history. In all of our construction projects, we look for ways to reduce, recycle, and reuse materials. As we maintain our system, we're always looking for ways to operate more efficiently. We're installing new LED lighting throughout our roadways and maintenance facilities to reduce energy consumption and improve safety. This spring, the tollway embarked on an innovative partnership with the Morton Arboretum. This work will help us better understand which tree species are best suited to thrive in roadside conditions and develop the best practices for future tree plantings across our system. Arboretum researchers can experiment with new approaches to planting, test new techniques for tree installation, and learn the best way for trees in roadway conditions. Our goal is to develop a plan that will help us expand the urban tree canopy across our system. And yes, Mr. Chairman, we'll be adding 58,000 trees along the tollway corridor. That's great. That's good. By collaborating with partners like the Morton Arboretum, the tollway is powering a long-term positive impact driven by environmental responsibility. Evolving technologies are changing the way we envision the future, and the world of transportation is changing faster than ever before. I'm thrilled to be looking at the future possibilities and excited. Just look at how rapidly autonomous and connected vehicles are advancing. We're more connected today than ever. One in five vehicles is expected to be connected to the internet by 2020. That adds up to be 250 million cars worldwide. That is the future the tollway is planning for. And Jay, that's just 2 years away, so I hope I don't have to wait another 16 years to come back and report on the progress. Okay. Alrighty. Our I-90 Smart Road is already changing the landscape on safety, service, and reliability for our customers. This is a plug-and-play technology and means that we are ready for whatever technologies emerge from the industry. The Central Tri-State is next. Our fiber backbone is preparing us for the possibility of connected and autonomous vehicles. And we are already exploring what's next on cutting-edge technologies like in-road wireless charging. Technology is changing the way we live, work, and play. And we are working to position the tollway to be ready for what's to come. That includes keeping an eye on legislation in Springfield that would enable design-build as a method of project delivery. This tool, yes, that's a big one. This design-build tool could deliver a greater range of innovation, cost savings, and reduce claims and change orders. Design-build in Illinois will enable the tollway to select the appropriate projects that could benefit from innovation and expedite delivery. And it's all part of our efforts to prepare for the future. The future of transportation is powered by the decisions we make today. With this in mind, the tollway is looking ahead. Powered by the Illinois Tollway, we are a driving force for economic opportunities. Powered by the Illinois Tollway, we are delivering access to a world-class transportation system. Powered by the Illinois Tollway, we are providing qualified men and women access to good-paying jobs. Powered by the Illinois Tollway, we are raising the bar on sustainability. Powered by the Illinois Tollway, we are pushing the envelope on innovation and the future of transportation. Every single one of you in this room has the opportunity to accomplish great things on behalf of Illinois. Let's build it together, a foundation for a better tomorrow, and make an impact on the lives of millions of people. Now is the time. The vision is clear. Let's get to work, and let's get it done together. Thank you.
Am I out?
Thank you very much.
Right.
Now we have some time for some questions. You have blue slips on your table. Our staff will come by and pick them up and bring some up. I'll start off with a question.
Okay.
When do you think we'll have driverless cars on the tollway?
Oh, geez. I'll have to get my chief engineer up there. That's a technical question. No, but, you know, it's coming up soon. I mean, sooner rather than later. You know, it's, nothing's impossible these days.
Okay, we have a couple of questions. Nice Sweet, a member of the City Club from the Braided River Group. A vendor in the Lake Forest Oasis told me that they and Belvedere were safe. Is this true?
Well, the Oasis question, right now, as everybody knows, we're looking to expand 294. And right now, the Oasises are really constricting that expansion. The positive impact that we're going to have on drivers will be enormous. Closing the pavilion will be a necessary first step to start our expansion, but any costs associated with the Oasis will be achieved rather quickly. So we're actually taking a close look at that.
We have a question from City Club member Steve Schlickman. Steve, who's been with a number of transportation agencies, including Executive Director of the RTA, Steve asks, as the tollway did on I-90, how are you planning to integrate transit on other tollway segments?
We're looking. The inline transit station at Barrington Road and I-90 is the first of hopefully more partnerships with PACE on our corridor system. So we are definitely always working and open to options as to other corridors that would make sense on our roadway.
Okay. Are there other questions? I have another question. How has the lockbox legislation for transportation affected the tollway?
The lockbox.
The lockbox, all gasoline taxes being used for transportation projects. Has that had any effect with the tollway?
Well, the tollway, we're a user-based system, so we are our own entity. All of our tolls get reinvested in the toll system.
Okay. Anyone else have a question? All right.
Okay, the Cubs or Sox? I'm a baseball mom. I love baseball, but I'd prefer the Sox to be achieving the success that the Cubs are.
All right, that's a great question to end with. Please join me in thanking Director Gorman.
Thank you.
We had a couple of...